Here's a thought exercise. When you think about what an American farmer looks like, what comes to mind? Grizzled vet in overalls, youthful hipster in an organic cotton tee. The clothes may change, but either way, you probably didn't picture John Boyd Jr. He is the president of the National Black Farmers Association, and he's been a farmer his entire life, as was his father and his father's father and his father before him. He's here as a part of our ongoing series, Black And, where we're asking people to talk with us about navigating more than one identity. And John Boyd Jr., welcome to the program. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. And wonderful to be here again.
Well, thank you.
And you're doing such a wonderful job on your show.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. If you were to describe yourself to somebody who didn't know you at all, what would you say?
First and foremost, I'm always a farmer, but I'm always looking to make farming better. So I'm always looking for creative ways to make it better, to find access to markets, you know, for African-American farmers and other small farmers. But first and foremost, I'm a farmer. I love the land.
Did you ever think about doing anything else?
No. And, you know, the whole time I was going to school and my father's a farmer, just like you mentioned earlier. And I watched him farm. I watched both my grandfather's farm. Mother's father was a sharecropper. He died a sharecropper, and they taught me how to farm. And I said, hey, I'm going to be a farmer. I didn't grow up saying I wanted to be a doctor, I wanted to be a lawyer, I wanted to be a dentist. I actually wanted to farm.
Do you remember why?
I always was excited about land ownership. So my father taught me very early on that land is the most important tool that a person can possess. And he taught me if I treat the land good, the land will take care of me. If you put down a proper lime seed and fertilize at the right time, that you can grow just as good a crop as any man. And that brought out the competitive edge in me, you know, so I wanted to take what he was doing and turn it into something, you know, bigger and better and more effective. And that's what I've been trying to do.
Hmm. Part of the reason that you began the National Black Farmers Association is that there were challenges that you were experiencing that, you know, white farmers have not. And, you know, intimately tied to that was the case, a long-running lawsuit that your group waged against the USDA and their lending practices, which was finally resolved after, like, how many years was that?
30 years. And basically it was the government discriminating against black farmers for not lending them money on time, for not processing their loan applications. I always said farmers are faced with acts of nature such as hurricanes, tornadoes, and droughts. But you never should be faced with the actual hand of the federal government.
Let me ask you this, and it is a sensitive question. Why does it matter that black people farm?
Oh, I think it's a great part of history. I don't care how many generations you go back. You're only one or two generations away from somebody's farm. We all came from the farm. That's why we were brought to this country as black people. We were brought here to work the land and clean up the South for scotch-free as slaves.
Well, that's exactly why perhaps some people aren't interested in it.
Well, that's why it has a negative impact. And it's because of the bad stigma that we had because of sharecropping, because of slavery. Our people, black people, die from everything. Heart attack, stroke, obesity. And it's from the foods that we're eating. If we had more black people growing healthy foods, we wouldn't have some of the illnesses that plague us. I would like to see our people go back to land ownership, get back to communities where we came from, and really start doing some positive things.
John Boyd Jr. is president of the National Black Farmers Association. He's a fourth generation farmer. John Boyd Jr., thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.